Hey, this is Red Band with Death Squad, and you're listening to the podcast. I want to thank everyone who's been donating. You guys have been helping us out a lot. If you want to donate, please go to deathsquad.tv. There you have a link on the top and on the side where you can donate, and anything you donate goes right towards the show. As an example, I just paid $480 on my cable bill, thanks to all these pay-per-view UFCs that we do. And on deathsquad.tv, you could also see all the video components to all these podcasts. You also have all the links to all the guests that we have on the show. And most importantly, please subscribe to us on iTunes, even if you don't use iTunes. Just open it up and hit subscribe for us. That way, the more subscribers we get, the higher we get in the rankings, the higher quality of show we're going to have. And thank you very much for listening, guys. And here we go. This is podcast number two, one of my favorite ones we do with my good friend Jade. Following podcast uses marijuana or an object that looks like marijuana. We are all medically given licenses from the state of California. So please do not try this at home unless you live at in California and you have a medical marijuana license. And if it's illegal for marijuana to be smoked on camera, that's because we aren't smoking real marijuana.
No way.
We are smoking tobacco. And now, here's Jade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our second podcast ever.
No.
We did it. Yes, we're here in the studio. My friend, Mr. Ben Seward, is here with us. Yes.
Hi.
Along with Mr. Redband.
Hi.
Hi. How's everyone doing? How's everyone's day so far?
Delightful.
It's been good, but just got our Ustream page back up. We were banned from the last one. I don't even know if it's up right now. It might be not up. Who knows?
What happened?
We had a lady named Peaches on the last podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
And her name was Peaches because she has a butt that looks like a peach.
Of course.
And, you know, she wanted to flash, and she wanted, like, a lot of these girls, they just want to get naked and show everyone what they got and why they're called Peaches. But I thought maybe a thong would be okay. Like, you could show a butt with a thong on because it's not really nudity. It's, I mean, people have thongs outside, and you have Charlie Sheen smoking crack, you know. I guess a lot of people complained about it, so...
It's sad.
It is sad.
If I had any kind of vegetable or fruit-shaped any body part, I would want to show it to the world.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be penalized for that.
No, I mean...
Penis-lized.
You should be penisized for that.
I wish that my butt looked like an apple.
Yeah. We call you apple butt?
Apple butt. You got those apple butt jeans.
Oh, so how's that tobacco? Don't want to get flagged for tobacco use.
Tobacco usage.
Welcome to the podcast. How was your week, Jade?
I had a fantastical weekend. I was just in Vegas with Bobby Lee and Court McGowan and my friend Nicole. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. It was sweet, but I'm allergic to Vegas, so every time I'm there, I'm super sick. It sucks.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
Is it the dry air or is it the...
It's the dry air combined with, like... strangers and you know what's the creepiest part of Vegas to me is this is the best they'll ever look, these fucking people in these casinos, right? Like they're all dressed to their nines, right? And this, it cannot get any better for them, and this is what they look like, and it's very depressing for me every time I'm there.
Yeah.
Hold on, this is Monrock. Should I answer real quick? Hold on.
All right.
Hey Monrock. Yeah, I have your headphones. Wait, Mon, I'm doing my podcast. You're on speakerphone.
Okay, where the fuck are my headphones? I need those for the gym, man. You can't take that shit.
They're in my car. Sorry, I took them the other day when I walked Kook.
Okay. Thank God. I was gonna go off on Kate for stealing my stuff.
You should. I think it was probably Kate who did it. Anyway, I better go off.
Thanks for calling, caller.
Thanks for calling, Monrock. Monrock, do you have any questions for Ben or Brian or any pot-related questions you have?
Where the fuck am I?
What is the subject?
Pot.
All right.
All right.
Keeping the show going.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you later. I love you. Bye.
So we would like to first announce that we were going to have our friend Pete on, who was on, if anyone watched the UFC Drunkcast the other night, he was on there. But as
he's a guy that sounds like this.
Yeah, he sounds like... It's like, what's his name? Never mind. But like any podcast, you can imagine the guests are stoned and they don't even realize what's going on. And they're at home probably sleeping, I guess.
Yeah.
But... whatever, we have somebody even better than Pete anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, does Pete know how to play guitar?
No.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. He might.
He might. He might. I know he knows how to play drums.
Oh, yeah, he plays drums. Air drums?
At least air drums.
Oh. At least air drums, yeah. That's where you start. I mean...
that's where I started.
Right. So how do you... have you been playing guitar your whole life, or...?
Since I was, like, 13.
That's cool.
Got a pube and I got a guitar.
I mean, have you ever been in bands, or are you one of those John Mayer guys that sits in the corner and cries? No.
A little bit, a little bit.
Well, yeah, half and half. I used to be in a band. I haven't been in a band in L.A., though, because every band in L.A. wants to be Van Halen.
No, you were
in one band. Join one band, but they thought we were like 7-year-olds and could do everything together. They were like, we're going to go to the bathroom. Come with me.
Theo, get off of Rudy.
Yeah.
Why do bands get like that? Why do they get so...
let's do everything.
I guess it's like that you want to connect so you can create together, but like, bullshit. I'm such a stand-up, like, I...
Leave me alone.
I need your words of like, yeah, you did great afterwards, but then, you know, just let me be. Let me write my own shit.
Yeah, bands in LA haven't agreed with me yet.
Really?
No. So that's why I've been doing it. So I am John Mayer out here.
I am
the John Mayer guy out
we
here.
We went to an all-black, basically, open mic cafe
they
place.
Prefer urban.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd say everyone was black. Yeah. Hipster black people. Everyone real attractive.
Yeah, I'll plug that. It's called Speakeasy. It's downtown.
They do really
it every
cool.
Monday. It's
really
an open
cool.
mic. They were very supportive.
Good
the
sangria.
The first few times. But yeah, I brought her. Yeah. And it was actually the first time I'd ever brought a friend to come see me. I've only gone by myself. And they were very supportive the first couple times.
They call me like, they love me.
Come see how much these people love me. I bring her. It's packed. There's like 90 people. We get there. I have my I'm supposed to go up at 10 p.m. Minutes start going by, half an hour goes by. Next thing you know, it's midnight. There are 9 people left. I'm completely embarrassed, and I go up. The microphone is breaking. They can't even. They don't even know how to set up a microphone.
The guy couldn't figure it out. They're looking around like, how do we do this? Like,
I was sitting there with one of those.
I finally get up after a while. And I'm
she did
this.
It.
Like, I'm just tape the goddamn thing together. Like,
yeah.
And he was just sitting there, like getting angry. You know, like when cats
that
get
smile.
Like that's, with the ear,
the ears back.
Yeah, and he
and
was
I had
just
that
like
smile too. That I'm gonna kill everyone.
He was like, yep. Yep. Yeah. And so I was like, I better get this together.
Yeah.
He sang and then he left. Just
I jumped off the stage and walked right out. I was so upset. These were people that were supposed to love me, you know? And then
I
they
filmed
fucking.
It.
And
I
did some guy go, nobody just plays without singing the blues.
Yes.
They were like hipster black people. So they were like, and it was Martin Luther King Day, too. Oh, that's why.
Shit.
I was like, happy MLK Day.
The guy was like, MLK in my heart. It was like all these.
That's the other thing. It's like mostly spoken word. So it's like.
Oh, wait. Is it you that was telling me about this? Somebody just told me about this place. It was like poetry reading.
Yeah,
a lot of poetry.
No. It's
slam
mostly
poetry.
Like, like this
there
slam
some good
poetry.
People.
Yeah, you get some people that are cool, but you. They're usually not saying anything. They're just like, the bread.
I'm hurting.
I had it, and I have some. It rises. Flour. I need that.
Is it like comedy, like stand-up comedy, where
no.
a lot
no,
of the people are...
No.
I mean, like, where a lot of the people are homeless.
No.
Oh,
no.
Not at this one.
It was
no.
like...
They were actually people that, like, really sit down and
have their... A lot of,
like,
rich-looking hipster kids.
Yeah, they sit down with their little journals, and they really write it out, and then they get up in front of... this group of
but
people.
This, remember the guy was like, this is about, me and my cousin wrote this song. It's about a prostitute who realizes that, man, that's not the path she wants to go on anymore, you know? So, this is a song. And they started over twice, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It was like, I'm sorry. Let me just spin that back.
No, but they had already gone a lot into it. Like,
yeah.
The girl part, she was like one of those black
oh,
girls,
yeah,
like big black
this.
Girls who, like, you want them to sound so good, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they're just okay, it's like, it's not.
Yeah.
If you're like a big black woman, like, you gotta really fucking do it. Do it right. Or otherwise,
you're misrepresenting.
I agree. she was like, well, I wish I could remember the chorus because it was just one sentence over and over again.
Yeah, I kind of, the whole night ended up getting blocked out for me because of my emotions.
I'm sure we...
That's one of my pet peeves, though. Like, if you say something that sets me up for one thing and then behave in another way, I'm like expecting something. And then it fucks me up, guys. Just don't do that to me.
I love it when you get caught in the middle of two joints going the opposite direction.
Oh, is that what just happened?
Over here. Oh. It's a lovely little exchange. So,
that's cool. I own a lot of instruments, but I only play really retarded songs. Like I sent there kind of like, I don't know, like I'm...
I think that's offensive, Brian. You might get kicked off.
Oh, I'm sorry. My son is mentally retarded. Mentally slow songs. Is that what you would say? I guess. But it's pretty dumb. I'm good. You can keep that over there. I have like maybe 8 songs, and the only song that I ever did that was even semi-normal was I remade that Juno cover with this girl I dated. But
it's so dorky.
Yeah, it's pretty dorky.
My thing is, I feel like I deal with all of life with a sense of humor, but then when it comes to music, I'll try to be funny, and I can't help but be a super pussy and like really write about
he
like,
does.
What
he gets
upsets
really intense.
Me. Yeah,
like, I'm like, hey Brian, let's write a song about. We had this. I just called you Brian.
It's a podcast.
No, we were like, let's write a. That guy, who's that? Remember? IMDb song.
Oh yeah, the IMDb song. Who's that guy? What's his name? Why is his face so familiar?
We didn't harmonize there.
I was on key with myself.
Really?
I thought so.
We should try again later.
Someone write in and let us know if that was Jade's fault
I
or mine.
I know it was my fault. I can sometimes get harmonies, but it's rare. Like, it's like an aim thing. It's not like a talent I have. It's just luck.
Yeah, but we felt like everyone could relate to like IMDBing people. Because
right? That you know that one
guy.
That's
a big part
of
the human experience now. You got to find out where you've seen him before and stuff.
That's really deep. Really deep, Ben.
It's a part of the human experience.
Here is a... Let's see.
What is this?
Here's my remake of Juno-ish.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Some people like it. I don't know. Fuck. I don't even know how to play this thing. There we go. Oh
it's so pretty.
It's already
so
good.
Pretty.
Nice chorus on it. Chorus effect.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know the original song, but it's a...
Come on, people.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend.
Oh, my
the
God.
The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
Nice. Can you picture them looking at each other just like...
Unblinking.
Oh, she sounds cute.
That's why you never... meet a girl from her voice.
Yeah.
Touché.
Anyways, so that's like the most normal song I do, and that then I go from that to doing songs about getting sushi with my cat.
I like that's that great. Better. That's my I like stuff
I
like that.
I wish I could sit down and do that.
You
can't.
Can. We wrote a song. We have a brilliant baby song together that we created.
This song was because my girl had T-Mobile, and every time I would talk to her, she would never have service, and it was pissing me off, so I made a song about it.
Wait, I kind of want to hear the sushi song.
The sushi song?
Yeah.
All right, I'll find that sushi song. whatever. So keep on talking while I find it.
You know what I like? Do you guys know J. Chris Newberg? Do you know J. Chris?
J. Chris?
Really funny. Like he's a comic, and he does like songs.
No.
On stage.
Heard people don't like that.
I don't care. I think it's when it's done a certain way, it makes me laugh, and there's nothing better. I love it. But
so J. Chris.
J. Chris does these like one-liner songs, really funny. Like, you know, I want that perfect girl, and then he like I hope I'm giving this its justice, but he like strums the guitar a little bit, and he's like, after we had sex, I wish you would leave, and then it just ends. The perfect girl.
Oh, that's cool. It's called The Perfect... He gives the title first.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
then
this
just,
is a song. And then he just sings this little snippet.
Jeff Ross did a thing once that fucking made me laugh so hard that reminds me of where he gives the title of a poem. What was it? It was like...
Oh, the cat one?
Yeah, that's one of them. But there was another one he did that made me laugh even more. And it was like... it was called, like, It's Time to Move On. Or
oh,
something.
Yeah.
And then it was like, roses are red, violets are blue. Get the fuck out. I love that.
That's really funny. It's so great. It's so great to see like good comedy in LA because there is so much cool stuff happening. Like, I know that sounds really cheesy, but this whole week I like paid and went to a bunch of shows. Like, I went to like 4 different shows. I went to Heather Improv, Heather Thompson's Tea Time at the Improv. Hilarious.
Cool.
And then saw Shane's band, White Lights, at the Roxy.
Cool.
And they were
How was that, yeah?
Awesome. I mean, you know, it was really cool. I saw a lot of old friends. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Let's get some sushi. I'm hungry with for my sushi.
This is White Lights, guys.
Scratch the fleas, jump on from the trees, drop the fish, where's my keys, let's find where that sushi is. It's raw and clean with no caffeine, it's stuffed and rolled into green, it's dipped into this brownest potion, stolen from the dirty ocean. Come on kitten, don't take long, we live once, then we gone, chillin' with furball, scratching claws, pack it up, come along, bring the catnip, LA's mob, we will make it, swear to God, pat your butt, stretch your paws, no more balls.
It's rolling clean with no caffeine. It's stuffed and rolled up in the green. It's dipped into this brownish potion stolen from the dirty ocean. Come on, cat, scratch your fleas. Jump on down from the trees. Drop the fish. Where's my keys? Let's find better sushi.
Shut up, chorus, I'm sick of you. Drop a call, play sick, I'm through. Nothing but a gateway that I use to get my voice from me to you. Generic fortune will hardly do. Whatever fiend line you tell me to. Hold down, say goodnight to who. Me and the cat got sushi in.
It's raw and clean with no caffeine. It's stuffed and rolled up in so green. Good. It's dipped into this brownish potion stolen from the dirty ocean.
When you get sushi with a cat, people point and people laugh. Cats can't talk or pick the dish, so stir up the wasabi, bitch.
Nice.
Wait, is that little thing in the end part of it?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That sounds a lot like the stuff I'm doing with Jeff Richards right now.
Yeah, exactly. It does. Exactly. It does. I've been trying to. Me and Jeff have been trying to get him on here for a while, but we're all.
Dude, let me. I'm gonna email you one of his songs.
Yeah. Do that. I would love to. You don't think he would mind that?
No, Jeff. I don't think Jeff would.
I think
we'll get him on the show. Yeah. He'll be on a future podcast.
I think I should just send it to you anyway because I do this for free.
All right. He sent me actually a couple of songs. I have a couple of his songs right here.
Oh, did yeah, dude, play one. Screw him. He can get mad at me if you get mad.
I don't want to get him mad. Anyways, yeah, I do songs really stupid. Like what pretty much happens? I get really baked and I write stupid lyrics. And then I fuck around with GarageBand and shit.
That's no seriously. Random things to sing about. There's just so many, you know?
Yeah. It's good. Sorry, guys. It's a podcast. So, and I'm the only one smoking this joint, by the way.
That's not
I'm
true pretty,
I'm
at
pretty,
all.
I'm pretty fucking stoned right now. I admit it. I had the worst day in LA traffic yesterday. Rain. I don't know if I told you.
Oh, yeah. The rain was rough yesterday. Oof.
I had this hot package to pick up at Burbank. And so it was supposed to be there at like 11:30. And so I went to the airport. I'm waiting. And then I'm looking on my iPhone and I see the plane right over the airport or very close, like 5 miles away from the airport. Yeah. Suddenly the plane just goes straight up. And I'm like, why is it going straight up? Like on the map, like I was refreshing it. Next thing I know, I found out that package was about to land and the weather was so bad they had to go back to Vegas.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
So I drove home. I'm like fucking pissed off. And then they said, okay, we're taking the package. We got to LAX. And so we're going to LAX. So I'm like, all right. So I drive all the way to LAX. Same thing happens. Fucking 10 miles away, the plane suddenly turns around and goes back to Vegas. I'm like, what the fuck? It took me like, an hour to get here. I almost died like 3 times because I don't know if you were out in that rain. That rain was fucking crazy.
It was crazy. It was like monsoon.
Yeah, it was like monsoon.
Waterfalls going down stairs and shit.
There was there was parts of the highway that were literally ponds. Scary. And people were going through it like 70 miles an hour. It's retarded.
People can't drive when there's like a light.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
A sprinkle.
So I get there and then I go there and then, you know, they said, oh, they couldn't land. They closed LAX. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I drive all the way home. This is like, now it's like 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I find out, all right, we're going to try to send this package again to LAX one more time. Yeah. So I drive to LAX one more time and get there, and all the power's out in LAX. Like, half of the power was out. And it was so creepy because it was pitch black, but then you see, like, these flashing red lights, and there were sirens, and it was pouring down rain. It was fucking crazy. And I'm like, no way this plane is going to be able to land this time. So I drove out here for the third time. It landed, though, but I didn't get home till like midnight almost. It was a whole day of fucking chasing around this hot package.
Was it worth the 50 condoms for $10?
On Amazon, yeah. Did you guys know that you can buy? I'm a big fan of Durex condoms.
Listen to it here. You drove around town like a crazy man for a deal of rubber. All right,
let me show you. I'm gonna go get it.
I want to see it because this is why I was looking at condoms the other day at CVS, and it's $16 for 10 of the gray Trojan condoms that are like the. The thin ones, those are the best.
It's so much cheaper to raw dog it.
So now,
okay.
Now you understand why I was doing. Because look at this package.
Here we go. Let me see this.
This is fucking like $13 on Amazon, and it's just a potpourri of Durex condoms. In a Ziploc bag. And
it came like that.
It came like that.
It's got a tag that's typed. So that's professional, yeah. Right?
That's a real barcode.
That's a barcode.
Yes. Oh, whoa.
But,
the bag looks like it's been used once. Or maybe it's been through a lot of turbulence.
It's been through a lot of turbulence. It was three airplanes, that package. So now you see why it's worth it. I spent a whole day yesterday for a package of fucking Durex condoms.
Made in Thailand.
Yeah, they might all have holes in them.
No. That's quality stuff. That's quality stuff. Have you ever done the squeeze test for, you squeeze it to see if any juice comes out of it? Just to see if you date a lot of girls that puncture it.
What?
You don't? Right, ever do that?
Yeah, I date a lot of girls who puncture condoms.
No. They always puncture it. You know,
yeah,
because
we all want a baby.
This is really like a normal thing for you.
For
just
me,
like
all the time, nonstop. It happens all the time.
Holy
you see,
shit!
I've fucking caught a couple
that.
Of girls with like those sewing needle things.
Why?
What the fuck? No,
dude.
You have not.
Or whatever those pin, the little needles.
I'm gonna believe you. Right?
Where is she keeping this needle? Does she bring it in her bra?
No,
what is this?
No, they just. Zink. I don't know what they do. But yeah, that happens all the time.
But it would be kind of fun, like, not that I ever want to poison anyone or like, but it would be kind of fun to have something like kind of hidden somewhere, like, and you just put it in their drink and then they're like, just like put them to sleep.
Just
for fun, one night.
You know,
and they're like, what happened?
What happened? I fucked you. I drugged you and I touched you, but since we're dating, just make it like a fun, weird thing that we did, right? All right. And they're like,
You know those bottle caps? Willy Wonka has a line of candy called bottle caps, and they have mini bottle caps, which are these little baby, they're almost like sprees.
Yeah, I like sprees.
And one of my favorite things to do is carry around those at a bar, and then when you know a girl is like right in front of you and she's watching you, and you just start dropping them in people's beers.
But like, don't like be really serious about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Is it like fizzy shit too?
Oh, it fizzes. Nice. It, but it's retardedly fizzy. And if you do it in a beer, like the head just starts going crazy. It's pretty funny.
But if
you do it, like especially if you meet a girl or you're like talking to her and you just drop it in, like act like you like you're trying to be smooth.
Hold eye contact.
But you know what I mean.
It
it's pretty funny. Try it out.
What if I do it as a girl? Like,
do it do it to another.
Like, you just drop it in the guy's drink. You're like, what do you think about that? And it's just bubbling over. He's like, you need to buy me another drink. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what are you having? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be fucked up. Do you know this is Grey Goose and this cost me $18? Yeah. I don't care about your little bottle cap game. You just need to get the fuck out of here and buy me a new drink.
He's like, actually, this is a Long Island with premium, like, top shelf alcohol, so it's $78.
Well, that was funny, right? It's funny.
Oh, man. Somebody did ask me that once at the Comedy Store. That's like, this girl was like, can I have a adios, motherfucker? And I was like, yeah. So I make it. She tastes it, and she's like, "This ain't top shelf." And I was like, "I'm sorry. It's every liquor in the well. That's what it is, you know." She's like, "I want top shelf." I was like, "Oh, are you serious?" I pour in like I pour in like we have Belvedere, one bottle of Belvedere ever like at the Comedy Store. I poured that everything. I was like, "That'll be $65," and she was like, "Excuse me." I was like, "That'll be $65." She was like, "Just threw down a couple hundreds."
Oh, really?
Then didn't tip me anything. Got all of her change back and just walked away.
Wow. Have you ever heard that drink? Was it Louis the 14th or something like Louis the 12th? Or it's like $130 a shot.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that stuff. Yeah. I've seen a bottle of it. Bottles are like 20 grand or something.
Is it really going to get you that more fucked up? Is it kind of just like a absinthe?
I don't know what it is, but I went on a date with this girl once, and she was a fucking just a bitch, she's like, let's do shots, and I said okay, and she goes, and I'm like, she's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't care, you pick anything you want, and she picked two shots of that. That's okay. Fucking rude.
Can we make a button that we press when we do this podcast? It's like, you're a bitch. Yeah, it's just right? all of us saying that.
Instead of that,
I put holes in condoms.
Yeah. Put your pins away.
That's the only sound effect that's I have. I need to one. Fucking get
yeah,
two sound
we,
effects.
Yeah, can't you just yeah. record us saying stuff as sound effects?
Yeah.
We'll do that later.
We can do that later. We'll do that.
Yowza.
Yowza.
Boink.
So, you have... What are you doing now with your music? Are you doing anything, or are you just getting stoned and helping friends make crazy songs?
Well, I do that, but I make music every day just for myself. Just like it's a therapy thing for me. It's kind of like what I have to do with my time.
Ooh, yikes!
It's what I have to do. So I try to fuck around with all sorts of stuff. Like I try to make like pop songs that really sound like Kesha would. Release them, and right. I try to make rap songs that really sound like.
Do you have a website with all these songs on it?
I have like a. I think I have a SoundCloud page that has a couple of like my like beats that don't have like vocals on them. But if you just search Ben Seward songs mm-hmm. on Facebook, you'll get my Facebook page, and that has a bunch of like original songs on it and shit.
Now, is Ben Seward is how it's pronounced, or is that how you started pronouncing? Is it the real saying? Is that your real last name?
That's my middle name, actually. Oh. My real last name, and here's why I don't use it,
is Hirschhorn.
He says it really weird. It could just be Hirschhorn, but I don't know. Like, he has a weird...
Say y'all were
It's Seward, like towards the sea.
That's cool.
Seward.
Yeah, it took me a while.
But people are like, Seward? Like as in C, like the word that starts with C.
Who are you calling? Who is that?
That's you. That was you.
Is that me?
No, like that's what people do. They do say that. I figured because so many people say that, like I've done stand-up only like 4 times. My first time, it was like 7 p.m., you know? And I was like, the first thing I said was, and C-word does not mean cunt, so, you know, fuck you guys.
Oh, my God.
And everyone's like, it's 7 p.m., can you not throw cunt around yet, please? Right.
They're just
you should just
people.
Go by Brian or Ben Cunt.
He always, by the way, I had a lot of very, very funny options for my name on Twitter, so thanks to everyone for...
Oh, you were given a lot of options?
There was a couple funny options, and I
didn't know you were up for changing. You had a thing going on.
Oh my God! It's 4:20.
Oh, cool! Sweet.
Time to smoke again. I'm moving the mic away from Jade's face because everyone wants to see her cleave.
Oh, okay.
So, is that what they're saying? Yeah.
I don't. I don't have any cleavage.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll just turn it up.
That's why we call her Peach.
That's why. Yeah. That's why they call me.
There you go.
What's a flat fruit?
You don't even have. You don't even have to be close to it. I got it up for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Should we do our song?
I emailed the beat to,
Oh, wait, we gotta smoke first. It's 4:20.
Do it.
Yeah. Let me pack the bomb.
And I'm gonna test all these condoms in the meantime.
Jade, have you ever done the put a condom on a penis with your mouth where you have the condom in your
negative.
Mouth?
That's the best.
Have you ever tried to do that?
I don't want to do that. It tastes like shit.
So what?
No, you get the flavored kind. You get chocolate. You can get chocolate. You like chocolate?
Yeah, but then I have
to... Oh, sorry, soy. You can get soy.
Soy? What? I don't want to smell... I don't want to smell...
Like rubber.
But dussy and like flavor and plastic
yeah,
in
well,
the air
when I
have
sex.
There's
a lot of different rationalizations you could give for why not to do things, but you love the guy or you want them to be fucking turned on. So
I can
do
other
sweet.
Things. There's other
I've
sweet
had
things.
Girls do that with the non-flavored condoms and they didn't fucking wince or anything.
Yeah, and then you like make
romantic.
Out with her and she tastes like fucking lubricant and
yeah,
made in
and
Thailand juice.
Me the fuck
ew.
On, too.
Made in Thailand.
No, thank you.
It's like fuck yeah. That's I now I remember why this tastes like rubber because when
like,
you did that thing.
I'm like Pretty Woman. Okay, we'll hook up, but I'm not kissing you. That's funny.
That's funny. What
that's
I said.
Funny. I like that. Write that one down, please.
We're totally missing.
I met a girl that was allergic to the condoms, like the rubber or some kind of thing
the
on
lubricant.
It
before.
Oh, so she'd break out or something?
So she would have to be on birth control. So she would do that Nuva ring shit. Have you ever,
dude? Oh my god!
Fuck the Nuva ring.
Fuck the Nuva ring commercial.
I don't want RoboCop in her pussy,
dude. Have you ever discovered a girl wearing it and she didn't tell you she had it?
Yeah, that's what happened.
It's
like
horrendous.
Like she,
it's like a rubber band, right?
She thought it was funny.
No, it feels like one of those diving rings.
Yeah.
It feels.
No,
like
you know
that?
What it feels like.
Yes,
you know what it feels like. It feels like those little round things you put on your light bulbs and put incense on it, and it warms up. Those little metal things. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, and I didn't even know what a Nuva ring was. I was just all of a sudden like, what the fuck is this?
Monday, Tuesday, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
She didn't even she just goes, that's my birth control. That doesn't explain it. There's still a fucking
guys are idiots.
Weird object. Yeah, I was an idiot. I was like 19. She was a nurse, though. Go for nurses. They take care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew, that's creepy.
It's true. It's not creepy.
Go for nurses.
It's true. It's good advice. People,
of their pussy? What
are
you talking about?
They take care of
people. They take care of you when you're sick? They're nurses.
And in bed. That's what we were fucking talking about is sexual fucking shit.
Ew, what is she going to start taking your temperature while you're
sick? Yeah, she's giving you a sponge bath.
She's going to put a condom on with her mouth.
I don't want to know that my nurse is doing that. I just feel
she
like
does.
If I want somebody...
All your nurses are so good in bed.
I went to CVS recently. I had like the flu. And they have these things. I don't know if you guys know this. In CVS, which I think that's... Yeah, CVS is everywhere. But they have these things where they have nurses' offices inside CVS. And for like $60, you just go in there, sign up. And it's just this little teeny fucking room with this nurse standing in there. And she'll like do all the shit you have to do. But you don't have to go to a doctor's office. You just see her. She prescribes you whatever. So anyways, we're in this small room and it's literally 1/4 the size of this room. Like it's fucking like a closet. And the whole time, like it was too close for comfort type thing. Yeah. And she seemed very young. Like it seemed like that CVS, how they do this is they get these like maybe nurse, they're in school still to be a nurse or something like, you know.
Like they're like, in an internship.
Or they're just graduated or something like that. But she was like checking me out and stuff like that, and she's like, "You need to come back here so I can clean your ears sometime." And I'm like,
"What ethnicity
what?
Is that? What ethnicity is
that?" I think she was whatever Glendalian or whatever it's
Armenian.
Called. Armenian.
Armenian.
Armenian. she was Armenian, I guess. And so it was so uncomfortable being in that little room with her. And of course you think about shit like
what's gonna happen.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? Worst? What if happens, like, you know, if she just starts touching me, do I have sex with this woman? So I'm checking her out and I'm looking at and I see her face, you know, has like the little hair where it's makeup's like put onto the hair so you don't see that she has facial hair. Ugh. And you could see it coming through like kind of like little worms or something like that.
Yeah.
Like little maggots. Anyway, so she's like looking in my ears and she's just talking about, because she says that my ears need to be cleaned out. And I was telling her how I put hydrogen peroxide in my ears. Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, if you ever want to have the trippiest thing in your whole entire life.
I don't think I want that.
No, I swear to God. It,
it
fucking,
dries out your shit.
Yeah,
right?
What it does, you take a cap of hydrogen peroxide, you tilt your hilt aside, and you pour it in your ear and fill it to the top. And then it will start bubbling, it'll start sizzling, and then suddenly like these air pockets will start dropping more down deeper into your ear.
That sounds like
and if it tickles, it's relaxing, it's crazy, it's like tripping. Like if you do it when you're stoned, you'll fucking giggle.
I don't
like,
think I'd want that. I don't like
giggle.
Things in my
it.
Ear.
I
you'll
love it.
Giggle like a little girl.
Because it
anyways,
clears your ear out though.
Yeah. Then you take a paper towel and you knock it out on one side like that, and then you take some Q-tips or whatever, and your ear just starts fucking bleeding gross shit. It's crazy. Not bleed.
You did not have me up bleeding.
Not bleeding. It looks like, you know, you're wiping butterscotch off a kid's face with a towel.
Wax.
Yeah, it's wax.
I like
it's
that not, feeling
like,
clean.
Right. Yeah. And then for like the next day or so, your ear just is constantly like discharging all this crap that's been in your ear. It's fucking great.
It's
so I'm telling her, I'm telling the nurse about how what I do, why I don't need to come to get my ears cleaned, but I'm still checking her out. And the thing that fucking like took me over the edge though is her eyebrows were so bushy and she had crumbs in it. And I didn't know if it was like dandruff crumbs or if she was eating Cheerios or Doritos and the bag blew
like
up
abrasively.
And shit.
Hey, guess what? I bet that nurse is super good in bed.
Right. But dude, have you ever done that? So have you ever done that though? Like been in a situation where you're like looking around the room, if like, all right, this place goes down.
Oh yeah.
And I had to have sex with one person
or two.
Who would it be? Right.
Not
so,
crumb eyebrows.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Not crumb eye dip.
No, but see, this I do this in airplanes, but girls never, we don't think about things like that. Like, if we're in a room with, like, a doctor, like, right. I never think about, like, okay, in a second, we're about to have sex. Okay, what do I do? Like,
really?
Never.
You turn that part off on you. So you're not a very sexual person.
No, I am, but I'm there to get... I'm there at the doctor's office.
So you do that?
Like,
you prepare
in
situations? I'm always thinking about sex. I'll be at Burger King and I'm like, all right, which one of these hags if I had
to? Thinking about sex is different than like literally preparing to have sex at any moment.
No. I'm not preparing. I'm just saying if shit went down like that, which one I would do? It's like a little game I play. I'm bored. I'm bored at fucking Babies R Us. And I'm like, look at these.
Why are you a Babies R Us?
because that's the hottest place ever. If we get one of these Japanese LA earthquakes and you're at Babies R Us and the place fucking goes down and there's only an air pocket in the middle, guess who you have? A bunch of fucking single or married moms. Like, they're most of the people in that store are moms or women, so that's right. The best place to be.
There's logic.
Bunch here. Of Mexican women. Can we do our song?
Yes.
Let's do it. Wait, maybe we should talk about it a little bit.
What happened?
I don't know. We haven't really finished it. We taped some of it at Brandon's house with Brandon, Chrissy, and it sounded really funny.
I mean, we were just getting really high one day, and we decided we wanted to write some... We wanted to try to write a song, and we were thinking about subjects people could relate to. The IMDb thing was one of them, but that never came to a true fruition. This one did, and it happens to be about one of our favorite soft drinks.
What?
Arnold Palmer's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. All right, so you guys ready?
I don't know. We haven't done this in a while.
Well,
actually... Did I have my laptop at the time? Are the lyrics on here?
They're in your email, for sure. It's a search, I can't stop thinking about. That's the title of that email, and I don't know why I remember. Oh, because I've looked at the lyrics a lot.
You guys, we're little, like little lyrics.
We're speaking in code.
I know.
I don't know what she's saying.
He doesn't, yeah.
My mouth is so dry.
Oh,
you
this?
Want some Honest Tea from Bethesda,
delicious.
Maryland?
Delicious.
Montgomery County, delicious. Shout out. Honest Tea. That's where I'm from, Montgomery County. Isn't that nice? Yeah, thanks.
By the way, I hate to talk about movies, but while we're setting this up, Cedars Grove, so funny.
Cedars Grove?
Yeah, John C. Reilly.
Oh, it is good?
Really funny. It, like, we all agreed that it was a little slow in the beginning, like
Cedar Grove.
Because it was introducing all the characters, but once they're all introduced, it's just really great. A lot of really great moments and funny and a really good ensemble cast. It's cool.
It's funny you should say that right after I mentioned Montgomery County, because bring back Cedar Grove is the elementary school my mom works at in Montgomery County. It's true. Isn't that interesting how the world works?
Yeah.
It's part of the human experience.
Oh, God.
What? Here, I found the lyrics.
You guys sure sound romantic together in person, so I can't wait till this actual song happens.
No, it's not a lovey song. This isn't a remake of the pregnant movie thing. It's not like that.
Have you guys ever kissed before?
Nope. Never.
No, we did peck one night when she was hosting at the Comedy Store and she was drunk. She pecked me out of like sympathy.
It'd be interesting if
mostly.
You guys just had to kiss on air, though.
No.
She wouldn't do it. Do you see how serious she gets? She's like, absolutely not. That'll never fucking happen.
I never did that.
Not today. It's not ever.
It's under principle now because I've told him. I told him I'm your friend.
What if there was saran wrap in between both of you?
No.
I've met her father and I know he would approve and she still says no.
Yeah. He's got approval from the father. You're fucking torturing this little kid right now.
No, I'm over it. It's fine.
Now, she had told me it was because you're gassy.
Is it? I never said that.
She would say that. She tells me I smell all the time.
He smelled once, and I told him. I mean, don't you tell your fucking friends, like, you smell bad?
Like, ever since then?
Yeah.
Ever since? No, it wasn't. Was it B.O.?
Yeah,
it was
just
like my
stinking.
Head. I think it was my scalp smell.
What's up with Jewish people always smelling like B.O.?
It's Jewish not. People? I've never experienced that. I have a couple Jewish friends.
Well, I think maybe, like, Orthodox Jewish people don't use deodorant, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't use deodorant every day.
I don't use antiperspirant, but I use deodorant.
Why wouldn't you use antiperspirant?
Because antiperspirant's fucking like aluminum and shit.
Yeah, which one is the one that's really bad?
Are you saying my grandmother died because of arm cancer, armpit cancer?
She may have.
You tell us.
No. Did she? No one dies from armpit cancer.
I'm not saying I'm going to get cancer.
Don't say never. Never say never.
It's not good for your system, you know? I'm health conscious and stuff. I want to sweat. You're supposed to
sweat. Either is living in L.A.
Yeah, no, that's why I need to be extra healthy.
So wouldn't you, if you were so concerned about antiperspirant, wouldn't you just move to fucking Denver too?
No, because I'm more concerned about my fucking career.
Yeah, but you're fucking breathing in so
funny?
Much shit.
All these fucking actors were all like organic and living well.
Yeah, you have to be, because we live here. We weren't like
we
that before
we do
moved
that
here.
Because we're destructive in, like, in choosing what we do. So yeah, we have to do other things.
You just guys make this song romantic. That's all I'm asking.
It's not romantic.
We'll make it romantic.
All right, does it? How does it start? I can't remember when we come in.
You come in, it, like, there's that string part, and remember.
Here, let's play. Can we hear the beat a little bit?
Yeah, here. See, you'll remember. You don't come right in with the beat, do you?
That part, right?
Yeah. Have. Yeah. Just fucking doesn't matter. They understand that we don't really know what we're doing.
This is a podcast. So it doesn't matter. You know.
The song's pretty important to me, so I mean, don't just fucking.
It's why I'm
talk
here.
About it like that.
No,
it's not that important.
Nice. He put some reverb on. Oh, he knows what he's doing.
This is inspired by Nicki Minaj, my favorite song.
Okay.
right here.
Don't fuck around.
Half iced tea, half lemonade. Citrus and herbs, that shit is great. I'm thirsty, I'm sweating, I'm golfing with my friends. Don't need a Four Loko, I'm not down with the trends. I need a special drink, something fresh in my throat. Oh wait, let me think, it's too warm for a Coke. Don't feel like a coffee, don't want a cherry juice. Screw purple drink, that's child to the abuse. Combination is so whack. The bubbles give me a heart attack. Fried attack gives you flat. Really ugly, ha ha, hold me back. Don't fuck with me, no, you don't wanna know. Cause I am thirsty, about to blow. Blazing sweaty, really hot. So squeeze that lemon, it's about to rot. Dry those tea leaves nice and dry. The flavor combo is justified. I see as I cry when I taste that sweet nectar and I realize. And then we could, we don't know what the chorus is yet. We're making it up.
It sounded pretty sweet.
That was cool. That was kind of fucked up the end a little bit. This is just another verse. We have a verse that we can't fit, but this is. Do you agree that this is the best? Ready? I ain't Mickey and I ain't Minnie. I might be goofy, but I ain't silly. Cause I don't wanna drink that Yoo-hoo vanilla for really. It's something with. Ah, fuck.
Vanilla chili.
Fuck that up. We wrote a word, from the scratch. Chia.
This is unrehearsed, motherfuckers.
The song's about Arnold Palmer.
That was really good, guys.
I think that would be funny just to, like, have it end, and then you just go, and then you're like, this song is about Arnold Palmer, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like, we get it.
That was really fucking good. That was
I
great.
Think we might have just gotten a record deal.
Yeah.
Like, there's one being written up somewhere
oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. It was,
that beat was
the
by
Arizona
me.
Iced Tea Company is that, looking into this
I,
right
we
now.
We would love that, believe
we
me.
We haven't. I haven't heard that or listened to it in so long, seriously. We did that. When did we do that? Like, 2 months ago? 3 months ago?
Yeah, but I did it on stage once, one night.
So she's more rehearsed than I am.
So,
did you like the echo effects I added?
It was
really
fun. Yeah,
that got pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Pretty trippy, right?
It was pretty crazy listening. Brandon is a genius, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, it's
Brandon
frightening.
Christie,
yeah.
Great stand-up.
I laid down the verse, right? Mm-hmm. Like the words.
But before that even happened, we brought the track to him and he just did like some.
He was like, hold on.
Some magic
hold
stuff.
On. No, one
and
second,
the shit just like, it.
Darling, can you put the dogs away?
Yeah, he made the track humongous. Yeah,
he's got like a bunch of
is
dogs.
That dog
yeah.
barking because
no,
that was,
that's
that's perfect for Brandon. You're doing that on purpose?
Yeah, because he's got like
he
four.
Does.
He has
identical
four
dogs. They're all identical. They look exactly the same, and they just like,
darling, get the dogs. Darling, get the hold on.
Silence them.
And then he shows you something fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we laid it once, and then we laid it on top of it twice.
Yeah. So that's how you do it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, with rap, they just it's not even like, it's kind of like the equivalent of harmonizing, but they just, it's just like another texture.
What is this? Oh my God.
Brandon, Christy.
Do you guys have songs that every time you hear, you sing your own lyrics to? Because like that one I always do, like, Who Let the Frogs Out, and I go ribbit, ribbit. But
no,
like, do you have
adorable.
Your...
That's adorable.
That is cute. That was my
meow, meow, meow. I want to do a cat one.
So you guys don't do that? You don't have your own songs?
I make up my own songs for everything in life.
we actually, yes. I love thinking about like when people are, oh my God, we saw this guy in a hurry and he was walking like this. And we were like, oh my God, gotta get to work now.
Yeah, yeah, it was like, it was...
It's like the thing Good Neighbor does. You should check out Good Neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Good Neighbor. They do that. It's such a bummer to me that they fucking grabbed that up because I do that shit all the time.
I know, but they did it really well.
They're the ones who fucking filmed it and do it genius.
What?
They film people from far away.
They're like, hey, we're at Venice Beach. Check this out. You know,
having their lives, and they speak for them because they're so far away.
Everyone
does that.
Everyone does that, but they taped it and it's really funny.
It's great. You know, it's so fun to watch. So yeah.
Me and this girl used to do that all the time in college. We used to just get really baked in between classes and sit there and fucking eat chips and watch people and make voices.
Romantic.
She was really good.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And then she got pregnant and ruined her life.
See? So the
holes and condoms.
Yep. It all comes back around. Whoa,
Brandon. Damn. Shit went down.
Everything just went cray cray.
Real cray cray. Oh my God. Can we talk? Rachel Zoe has a new assistant, everybody.
I didn't know about it.
Well, you guys don't know about Rachel Zoe.
You don't know about shit.
Okay. Rachel Zoe is a stylist, and she's amazing. But you know who Rachel Zoe is, right? Come on. What the fuck? She's a big personality. She's like bananas.
Do you want a bong hit, dude?
Sure.
Yeah, hit this.
Doesn't that look like a penis, that bong? It's like kind of carved a little bit. Look at it. Look.
And it feels like some of the penises I've been around. With this,
right.
Oh my god.
What if that was your voice and you just had to live with it?
You're like trying to do a serious monologue. You're like, I'm trying to get into.
That's just
like two tickets.
Oh, please. Yeah, let's do this. You want to do it? You want to do it? Let's do it. Let's get it on. Let's. Ooh, does this make you do horny?
Stage.
How are you doing that? But you'd get mad, but it still have to be that same voice, like, I don't appreciate.
Stop it, everyone. I'm serious.
Put your hands up like he's a cop. Yeah, I know, yeah. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Exit stage.
I'm so glad that my bong is making it.
That's a nice bong of tobacco products in California with medical marijuana licenses.
Native American stuff.
You can really taste the tobacco.
The tobacco is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you seen those cigarettes? You guys don't smoke, do you?
I don't smoke, but I. How do people smoke and then quit? How does that what?
How do they quit?
How do they quit?
They go
because I have no discipline.
Well, the problem is it's cigarettes, just like heroin. Yeah. Once you have a taste of it, you will always want that taste. I talked to Eleanor the other day.
I don't like cigarettes at all.
Yeah, but you know what? How long have you quit for?
I've never.
Well, see, you've never been a smoker. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't count.
I mean, yeah, if just smoking here and there does not count, then having buying cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, once you do that though, every day she says she thinks about it. Even Ari said that the other day. Every day I think about it.
I know. I want my friend to quit.
Nicorette's new campaign is just straight up, so smoking sucks, or so quitting sucks less. That's their new campaign. It's just fucking terrible, and you have to fucking deal with it.
And the craziest thing is when I quit, I smell people smoke, or they come in after smoking, or their fucking cars, and it's just like, this is the most disgusting fucking shit ever. I can't believe I ever did that. And then it just takes one stressful breakup or one fucking horrible thing in your life just to go right back into it. I'm smoking more than I usually ever smoked in my life now.
Why do cigarettes even help with stress since they're like a stimulant?
Yeah, they make my stomach hurt.
Like,
I'm not kidding.
I smoke.
You're not supposed to eat them.
Nobody told me that.
That'd be funny. If you're just like, and everyone thinks it's funny, you're like, I like the mint ones.
Oh, God. Ugh, so sick. That would get so stuck in your teeth.
I tried to smoke. I went to college for only like a year. And in that first semester, everyone's smoking cigarettes. And I was like, I can fucking do this too.
No.
I started smoking cigarettes and I got tonsillitis. My immune system was like, no. And I just
that's who it is. The voice of your intestines.
Yeah, it's the voice of my immune system.
Hey Ben, it's me, your immune system. And I said, no.
And then it just shut down and I thought I was dying. It started with me just sounding like Kermit the Frog. And I was like, well, this is weird. And then my throat just... Yeah, but throw up to us. Yeah, I literally was, and I remember trying to record a demo too, and I was like, I can do it. And I was like, man, it just doesn't sound right. And then my throat closed up, and I never smoked a cigarette again after that.
Being sick sucks, but having like any kind of throat-related...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
just fucking, the worst. So
it scares the shit out of me because I like to sing.
Yeah, no shit, man. Yeah, do you get like your throat checked out like twice a year or something? Even
I don't really get it checked out, but I use a lot of Cepacol. I gargle with Cepacol a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number one doctor recommended in hospitals. I'm really good at plugging
shit. It's like $13.
Shit.
It's like $13 like for a tiny bottle.
I've products today. I'm plugging a lot. So Cepacol.
I wonder if something like...
It's Cepacol.
It's we not fought. Cepacol.
Yes, it is. We fight about this
There's
every time.
A line over the E. Send in your responses. Cepacol. Is it Cepacol or Cepacol?
You guys are dorks.
There's a line over Cepacol. The E. It's Cepacol.
Cepacol.
Horse cum, probably. If, you know, drinking a little bit of horse cum once in a while would probably lubricate your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it healthy.
Heal it up. Seal up any
Yeah, it's really organic. Really organic.
Yeah. Ew. You can't get pregnant that way, so you don't have to worry.
That's true. And that's my first concern.
What if you did have a little baby horse?
A centaur?
It comes out, and it's like all wet and just a tiny little horse. And you're like,
wet.
You know? Covered in...
All right, I think it's time to play our favorite game, but this time you have to do it. Me and Jade both are going to pick one word, or... No,
picks... We ask him a question
ask him a question.
Because I just had my first improv class this morning, so I'm ready.
Cool, so what happens is we pick these two words, we put it into Rhapsody, and whatever the first song that pops up, you have to do a commercial for...
Oh, let's think about this, hold on.
Hold on, let me make sure I'm following what
But we
you're
have
saying.
To explain... No, should we just, like, let him do it?
No, we can't do this. No,
I don't know if I'm following what you're
Let's
saying.
Let's not touch that. That's untouchable.
What am I supposed to do?
What about, like, just, like, a normal thing, like a CVS or, like, a... skincare products? No, it's like a product thing like that.
Yeah, what should we do?
It made me so nervous.
No, just anything. Ruby Tuesdays.
What's going on?
Ruby Tuesdays. No, how about...
That's too similar.
Chili's.
No, that's too similar. They're all, like, chain.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood.
No, too obvious. Nail salon.
Nail salon.
All right, so you guys are going to pick two random words, put it
no,
in
no,
a
No,
rap.
We're going to each ask you a question.
Okay.
The answers to those are going to be the two keywords that we type in.
And
once that music comes on.
During that song, I do a commercial for a nail salon?
No. Tito's Tacos.
Tito's Tacos, yeah, fine.
Tito's Tacos.
Okay.
All right, so you're doing a commercial for Tito's Tacos, and what's your first question for?
My first question is, what's a texture you really like?
A texture.
Just go for it. Like, it's supposed to be
first
fast.
First thing that comes to you.
Yeah, first.
Cloth.
Okay.
Cloth, okay.
On a female. Cloth. On a female, what part of the body is where the worst smell comes out?
The worst smell?
For you.
For me. I mean, I guess the asshole.
As we speak. No.
All right. So what was
cloth asshole.
Cloth asshole.
All right. Tito's Tacos.
Cloth.
Here we go.
Featuring their new cloth asshole.
No, don't go yet. The one the music.
So just you'd
Let the
rather
music inspire you.
You'd rather smell poop than like gross vagina? Really?
Well, you said body
he said
part.
Body part.
Is poop a body part of
the
condom hole girls?
No, like the place where the worst smell comes out of a body.
Oh,
of
come
a
on. There's been a girl that you've been with whose vagina smelled worse than her a dirty asshole.
Yeah, well, I guess he likes that kind of thing.
I haven't.
Don't question. Don't question his.
I
answers.
Can tell what a girl's vagina smells like by her eyes, and then
nurses.
All right.
By their flaky eyebrows.
All right. So nothing came up for cloth asshole. So all right. So this is round two. This is double
no,
or nothing.
Cloth is still fine. Just ask him with less graphic question.
Okay. All right. What is your favorite sexual position?
Okay. Yeah, that's
reverse.
That's kind of
reverse cowgirl.
Right, reverse. No, reverse. Right.
Cloth reverse.
Right.
Clock reverse cowgirl.
Cloth, no, cloth.
Reverse. Cloth reverse. What?
No,
clock.
Just cloth reverse.
Cloth reverse. I knew that shit. It's true.
That
did not come up with anything. All right, this game is failing. Let's
no, talk. It's not. Just ask him a question. Like, what's your favorite color?
Green, technically.
Green cloth.
Technically, guys.
And by the way, where were we? Were we using Rhapsody last time, or were
yes,
we?
Yes, we were.
Okay.
Cloth green.
And it's going to be for Tito's Tacos.
Tacos.
Is it in Ventura County? I mean, whatever. You guess, you know, wherever you want to put it.
Where is Tito's Tacos?
It's wherever you want to make it.
And that didn't come up with anything either.
All right, how about
it's the claw thing. It's the claw thing. All right, hey, we're going to start over.
Songs about cloth. I better write a song about cloth now.
What's your favorite state? That one works.
Okay.
Before. What's your favorite state?
Oregon.
Okay, and what is your favorite sadness?
My favorite sadness?
Just go with fucking green, okay?
No, wait, this is a legit question. What's your favorite kind of sadness?
My favorite kind of sadness.
I wish you could see his face. Did you see his face when he said that? He's like,
really?
Sadness.
What's your favorite kind of sadness?
What are the kinds?
Mine's blue.
Yeah, that's one. That was when my knee jerk was blue. My favorite kind of sadness.
Oh, I know what mine is. But go for it. But it's for you.
I don't know. I don't even know what the options are.
You know, any kind of sadness. Like your favorite kind, though.
One word, just one word.
Just come on, man. It's an easy question.
I thought you took improv today, no. Ben.
There are one
word.
It's
not working.
It's the first thing that comes to your mind.
A kind of sadness?
Your favorite kind of sadness. It has to be your favorite.
I don't even know what any kind of sadness is.
Think
so
of,
just say none.
Do you enjoy stubbing your toe?
No.
Do you like funerals?
No.
Yeah, these are weird.
Why would I say yes to those?
Yes, funerals. Yes,
yes,
definitely.
Funerals, those are my favorite.
Funerals are your favorite.
All right, just go with funeral. Right, so go with...
What was the state?
It was Oregon.
Oregon funeral.
All right, Oregon funeral.
Oh, Jesus. A kind of sadness. I still don't know what
your
that means.
Your favorite kind of sadness.
I still don't even know what kind of sadness is.
Mine is a nostalgic sadness. You know, when you miss someone, and but you know that, you know, it's a memory and that you're never going to forget. That's like a sadness I go through sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Like. So yeah, my favorite kind
of
sadness.
No, it's too late.
Yeah.
Whatever comes up.
Well, now I
didn't come up with anything.
Question.
All right. That didn't come up. So do you want to change your answer? Because I didn't come up with anything.
Okay. Oh, now that I understand what that means.
Right.
Yeah. My favorite kind of sadness. But what's one word for when you? I guess it's the same thing. Nostalgic. When you think about fucking the things you can't do again.
Oregon nostalgia.
All right. Oregon.
The shit you can't do again, guys. High school, can't do it again. It's gone.
And I came up with nothing.
Oh my God.
You're not very good at this game.
No, just pick a fucking song.
Just Green Oregon, or just pick a song.
All right.
But it ruins the fun because it's for nobody to expect anything, you know, and then whatever comes.
Okay, here's the final round. What is your favorite hand?
Left.
All right, next thing. What is your favorite kind of hair color?
Brown. Left brown.
Tito's Tacos, everyone.
Left brown in the sun.
All right. This is the first one we get. And this is called Never Left from L Orange Productions. And this is Tito's Tacos.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Tito's Tacos, here we are with the brand new Taco, which has everything on it, including bacon, which is weird, I know, but it's new, and we love it. We have a new location on Venture Boulevard, right near Laurel Canyon. See you there, guys.
Wow, I'm glad I waited this long.
I didn't know I was going to get some fucking big band shit.
That's the thing that you're supposed to... That's the whole fun of the game. You have to adapt to whatever.
And did I not adapt? I adapted to the big band. That's how someone would talk over a big band. In America. What? What? Was that so bad? Was everyone just staring at me?
That was not bad at all. There was nothing wrong with that. If you go to Tito's Tacos like he had just said, get this. You're going to get 2 burritos, 3 burritos, 4 burritos, and a Diet Coke for $14.99.
I want to go there. And it's got a convenient location near the Laurel Canyon.
Guacamole.
Ventura. That's a real place that you can go.
Guacamole taco, holy shit, go to Tito's Tacos. That's you gotta so go funny. There. We got chopped onions in your face.
I can't believe I put myself out there so far and just you guys just let me just simmer all the way down.
What?
It was fun for everyone. It was great.
That was great.
We were kidding. It was great.
No, it was good.
Phil. We're just playing around.
Matchbox cars commercials, something like that.
Those are good. Fuck. I feel like I'm kind of exhausted after having to get all those words out of him. What a day. Oh my God. I was in yesterday. I kind of had a trial in this writer's room for a show, and it did not go very smoothly. Still kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I just, it was the wrong fit.
Hmm.
I don't want to be too specific and like, you know, but it was.
You've already totally blown the spot up.
Oh, totally.
Do you, when you go on auditions, do you do a lot of like practicing? Like if.
Yeah, my whole life is auditioning. I know that sounds exaggerated, but it's not. That's, I do that 24/7.
She auditions a lot.
Really?
And it's my job, and I don't, like, that's why I write off everything.
Do you dream about auditioning?
No. I've gotten really good at just going and leaving, and I'll talk about it to close friends, but then I'll just. You know,
yeah.
I'm just constantly like.
Do you like it?
Like spinning your hand around?
I don't know. Just spinning. My head literally spins sometimes just when it's so much different stuff all in one day. You're like, oh, you know,
because
you have to read the whole script, you know, and then you memorize your own parts. You kind of work with it for a while and then you got
to,
I don't know.
You have to treat it like you got the role, but pretend you're not going to.
Have you ever thought about hitting on the person that was auditioning you just to
like
get a role?
Like a casting couch? Yeah. No. It happens so fast, you don't even think about that. You just want to do a good job, you know? You want to, like, impress them with your read, you know?
Mm.
I just try to be as likable as possible. I'm like, hey!
Have you ever tried to, you know, get them, like, just show, like, a little shoulder?
No. Well, I mean, I just came from an audition. This is how I dressed.
Oh, so you did.
But plan for just in case maybe they cause
everyone,
start fucking?
Because at night, you always wear, like, hoodies and starter jackets and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's not me at all. Did you just call me Whitney Cummings? What? Basically, you're like, you dress just like Whitney Cummings.
Now I don't. How she dresses?
I don't wear hoodies, first of all.
Last time I saw Whitney Cummings, she was not wearing a fucking
You guys,
hoodie.
I wear blazers, okay? I'm a little dykey in the way I dress.
You wear those, like,
at
those
night.
Private investigator
I do.
Rain jackets. I saw those the other day, and I'm like, who really buys those things?
I love dressing comfortable on stage, because then it just feels like you can do whatever the fuck you want, you know?
And that way you're less intimidating to the ugly comedians.
Yeah. I don't think ugly comedians is a thing. I think it's just comedians. Just comedians.
Do you think the trench coat, you know, like those rain trench coat jackets?
Those are hot on girls.
Do you think the ones for guys, like the classic brown one, the long one, do you think those companies that are hurting ever since like the internet started taking off and then now people can like sit at home and look at penises or show their penises to people? Because you go on the internet and there's just like those guys that just sit there. And
oh, you
just,
mean
like,
the streakers of America?
Yeah, like the webcam guys that just sit there with their penis on the webcam all day long. Yeah. Like what is that?
Chat roulette.
You know, they just sit there and that's their whole day.
That.
Like, yeah, what you do today?
Oh,
I just sat there with my dick out on
dick.
Webcam all day, you know? Scaring little kids and stuff. Do you think those guys are the old streakers, and then nowadays they don't have to streak anymore? So these poor raincoat companies are going out of business left and right for fucking chat roulette.
Like, I feel like classical music would be playing in the background. It's like the new era of streakers of America started in 2011 when a young man named Reynolds just wanted to show his dick to a couple little kids.
Just wanna show my dick.
His dick is crooked.
No one should see.
We here at Tito's Tacos want to apologize for the following commercial.
Previously,
we thought more of a Mexican theme was what we wanted here. But now we realize we made a wrong decision, going with Matchbox Car Charlie and his over-exaggerated, overused, played out.
Get to it.
Taco.
Oh shit.
Get him out of the building.
You know what? I think would always be fun is writing theme songs for a TV show, sitcoms in the 80s. I think, you know, like the Three's Company song.
Man.
You know what? My favorite one was Greatest American Hero, that song that they played for that. You know,
I don't remember that.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Huh? Huh?
Is that written for that show?
I don't know if it was or not. I don't think. Yeah, I think it was a normal song.
The songs were written for the show.
You know what it is? Crazy. You know how so many great songs are in commercials nowadays, and it kind of gets ruined. You're like, damn it! I really like the song, and it's gone commercial. But like,
it's cool.
It's awesome. That's
cool for the artist, though.
What we have for commercials now, like musicians doing music for commercials, is what they had for sitcoms. Literally, it was like big time to do a sitcom in the 80s. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of all the three Chrissies, which one did you like the best?
The what?
The three Chrissies, or whatever, the three girls from Three's Company.
Oh,
I don't know. I didn't really watch that show.
I watched.
Sorry,
I watched,
Immigrant.
Wasn't Suzanne Summers on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the best.
That
one.
Was the first Playboy I ever had.
That was a trick loaded question to see what you were to say. You passed.
She was the first Playboy I had.
I saw her.
Was great.
I saw her about a year ago when I was catering.
How does she look?
And she's much older.
Did she age?
She aged. Okay. She aged very well. Yeah.
I think I've sold some tacos, honestly.
No.
I've sold a few tacos. Cheetos
tacos on Van Nuys Boulevard. Here we come. Get some talk. We got burritos and we got a lot of things in that.
Including talks.
We got burrito pie and burrito soup. We got everything you want except a hula hoop.
Oh, we've got burritos.
Tito's tacos and menage. Here we go. Let's do this. You can find us on the internet. Backstage is never.
That's hilarious. A taco stand saved my life 2 days ago. Me and Ben Glebe went to a vaudeville concert.
Yeah?
And what do you have for her today, Tina? We were stuck in the middle of nowhere downtown because we went to see this vaudeville concert, which, by the way, was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah?
It was like a 20-piece band in this warehouse.
Oh,
everyone was dressed in 20s apparel. It was really cool. And Glebe and I both went. Partied all night, and both our phones died, and we were like in the middle of nowhere. We're like, what the fuck? And it's raining, pouring rain. So we find this taco stand. We're standing underneath this taco stand for like an hour eating with them, and we use the guy's cell phone. And I had the worst shits the next morning. Street meat. No, it wasn't like that. It was like,
it wasn't diarrhea.
No, it was like
cha-cha-cha.
It was more like a constipation.
Oh.
Ooh, like a pumpkin.
Just like,
bread.
God, please.
Pumpkin bread.
Please, like, I've never eaten anything with moisture in it in my entire life. Just, oh.
Why?
Just pie with, just the crust of the pie.
Do you ever listen to a band called Ween?
Yeah, I have.
I've heard them a few times. I just saw recently that someone's favorite band. Oh, Local Jesse natives. Eisenberg. That's Jesse Eisenberg's favorite band, Ween. I just read that somewhere.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Ween. I can get into it.
The best
thing about Ween is that like every single song sounds like almost like a different band is playing it.
I think that's why I fucking couldn't get into it, probably.
Do you guys know the Brazilian girls?
Yeah,
you know they have the weeds. I love them. I've loved them forever. I just randomly listened to them last night. And
I don't know who they are. This is Ween?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is good shit. And this sounds like some kind of fucking like vacation bop, bop. Band. Yeah. Yeah, like steel drums and stuff. And it's all about bananas and blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think I was too punk rock when I heard them, and I was like, I can't put this in a box. I can't. No.
You can't put
it up.
I don't get this. But I should look back into them, because this is sweet.
The Brazilian girls have a song that should be our theme song.
Sancho brought a message from the Fatima.
Oh, text it. Okay.
What?
This is a Tito's Tacos commercial video.
And then they have a song like this, and it sounds like a completely different band.
It's like a. Pixie song.
And the best thing about the song is it's.
Yeah.
The chorus.
That should be the best part.
Yeah. And then it like escalates at this crazy point called the chorus.
And it gets so catchy, it's fucking crazy.
It's like my favorite part, like when I orgasm.
I was talking about the lyrics.
That was on purpose. I like that a lot. I think that's gonna be my new fucking Twitter name.
baby bitch. Yeah, Ween fucking rocks. They're one of the best live shows.
All right, I sent you the name of the song. I don't want to say it out loud. I just want you to play it.
Okay.
It's by the Brazilian Girls.
Holy shit, I got a lot of missed texts and phone calls.
I know. I've been looking. This one guy was like, he didn't like my rap. This one guy didn't like it. But then it's like, do I care? Do I know these people? I mean, I care when they say positive things, but I don't when they say negative things.
That's how it works.
It's like, it's so dumb, but it can be so hurtful. You know, like just if when it catches you off guard. I did this short lesbian film. Remember I told you about it in San Francisco? I was really proud of it. I love the people I worked with. And somebody wrote, yeah, it would have been really good if Jade wasn't so fucking... if Jade Catapretta wasn't so fugly.
Yeah.
Fucking ugly. I think I talked about it last time. Really affected me.
Yeah, it obviously.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Are you guys saying the internet's making fun of you or being mean?
They judged me.
Hey, you know what? There's lots of bullies out there.
Hey,
dude,
man.
But that guy, whoever said your rap isn't good, is an idiot because I ain't Mickey and I ain't Minnie. I might be goofy, but I ain't silly is fucking.
You know what? It's because I didn't really present it well. Like, I fucked up. Oh, this is.
No, it was genius.
Do you know this song?
No.
All right, so when I saw the Brazilian Girls, this woman came out in a poop suit. I'll tell you, hold on, you can keep it low until the chorus and I'll tell you about it. She came on in a poop costume, like a brown, like she like wedged herself into the stage.
Where is this?
This is in Maryland, actually.
Maryland?
Yeah, or Washington, D.C.
When?
Washington. 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Poop suit.
Poop suit. She takes off the suit thing, right? It's like she wriggles out of it. It's really awkward. And she's covered in like a diamond and... You know, like a Britney Spears style, like, you know, that beige suit she wore just like looked like she was covered in diamonds. Totally nude, but she had little feathers right here and one on her crotch and a feather mask. And she like reaches in her crotch and pulls out like a little joint and she's like smoking it. And we're like, is she smoking weed? What's happening? And then she's passing around to the band. They're all smoking. And then she reaches in and has a bunch of little joints and she's just chucking them out into the audience. And everyone's like going crazy.
And they were real joints?
Them. Real joints. In Washington.
Wow.
And
to this song.
I didn't get one, but yeah, turn it up. So it was this to this song. In a frozen that's called Pussy 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 Marijuana.
Oh, Andy Milonakis has a cover of this.
Oh, that's hilarious. We have to hear that.
Yeah, find Andy Milonakis' Pussy Pussy Marijuana.
No.
Oh, you hate him? We don't talk about him? Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
Don't play Pussy Pussy Ready? Marijuana then.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
She speaks
it's two
five
of my
languages.
Favorite things in one song.
Yeah, exactly. She speaks five languages and they're so good and she's so beautiful, the lead singer. Hmm.
Those are
get great. A room.
I know. God, I'm such. I wish. The Brazilian Girl lead singer. What's her name? I don't even know her name.
That's if good. I could arrange it, but the only thing is I get to film it, would you do it?
No way in hell.
No way. No never. Way. Not even think about it.
Not even. I would never, ever.
So you would never do
it.
The sex tape to become famous route that.
No.
We just talked about that.
I get paranoid about photos. I get paranoid about everything. You know?
She gets upset when people call her fugly.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't know that I would. I mean, I love nude photos and I feel like when I'm more secure in my life and I'm not like shooting commercial stuff and.
Is it your nipples or Jack? Because that's what a lot of people talk about at the Comedy Store is like you have one nipple that's like, looks like it's chewed up like a.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah. I have one that's like barely on. I have to sew it on.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's pieces
Brian,
missing from
I'm
the
ready
nipple.
To talk about it. I'm ready to talk about it. Yeah. I was a young girl, and we were running around, and we were, like, playing around. We had this little baby pool, and slipped and I fell. And
yeah, but
and then Charlie Sheen showed up and pulled out a gun.
All right, so you're not gonna, you're really not going to talk.
I have
about
really
it,
nice. I have really nice nipples.
Well,
I think.
Then why would that even be said? Because that's definitely talked about it, right?
Is that?
Yeah.
Nobody's
ever
seen.
I'm not fucking
seen,
around with you right now.
I haven't heard it.
Nobody's ever chewed on my nipples, by the way.
No, no,
not
I'm not saying chewed.
There.
I'm just saying that they said one of your nipples looks like on. There's a piece missing from it, like a cheese slice. You know, like when the round piece of cheese and there's a piece missing.
Oh my God. Is this real?
Did you have it pierced?
Yeah.
That's what they said. It looked like it was ripped. Like you had it pierced.
No, I did have it pierced. I talked about it last time and it looks great. I'll show it to her so she can prove it. Should I?
Yeah.
Will you tell them?
Right now.
All right, because we're breaking this
fucking
rumor right now.
Let us know
right
if
now.
There's a cheese slice missing.
Oh, how convenient. I have... They're soft. See? This one was pierced.
No, you can't even see it.
There's no cheese slice missing.
They're just normal nipples. They look better cold.
No, so how are they?
I mean, the hair was a little long. Oh!
Busted.
Nice.
Did I miss a hair?
Oh God. Oh, that was you. You were the person that Pete was saying that he was licking your nipple and you had a hair and it got caught in between his front teeth.
No, that was Esther. That was Esther. And Pete's never ever seen my nipple to start with. So his mouth has never been anywhere near any of me like that.
He said, I thought it was you. And,
never.
And the hair got caught in between the front, his two front teeth and pulled it, plucked it out, and you got
nipple
mad.
Hair, I take care of it. She was fucking with you guys, but I do. I mean, there are days when it's bad, and it's not today. Okay? It's not usually when I'm fucking someone because, you know, got to keep that shit clean. Wow. But,
I actually only grow nipple hairs. I don't have any other.
Is that the only other sound effect you have?
I need to add more sound effects. Like I only have like five, and I use them every day. It's,
yeah.
What's some other sound effect? Great.
There's so many.
There are like websites with a bunch of free ones.
I know.
Well, no, you got to create your own. They're funnier if you just record your own. I mean, fart sounds are funny, but we could get creative, don't you think? There you go. A wet fart. Really, guys? Come on.
I could probably make you some.
That was a machine gun. Hey, I was watching. You ever see Stripes?
With Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching Stripes last night. Here's an interesting question.
Yeah.
This is really what we used to find women attractive a certain way that I think is kind of weird because back in the day, I want to know when Stripes came out, Bill Murray had a girl in the show. Which she was an MP, like a military police.
Yeah.
And so did Harold Ramis or whatever his name is, or whatever the guy from Ghostbusters that played Egon.
Yeah, I think it's Harold Ramis.
Yeah, yeah. He had a girlfriend in it. So they both were like kind of like the main characters of Stripes, and they both had like these girls met, like their girlfriends.
Right.
So Bill Murray was the lead guy, though, all right? He was the main guy, so he should have the most attractive girl, right?
Right.
Not necessarily.
She was so fucking ugly. Like, I'm sorry, no respect if she's listening to.
Yeah, I doubt no that the act.
No respect if you're listening, yeah. But.
Like the what? Seriously.
No
the
respect.
The chances of the
no
woman from,
But how the fuck did you get that role, ma'am? No, so anyways, so she was like the
God.
Main star, and then Harold Ramis had this girl that was like a million times way more hotter.
It's very subjective. People are
that's
into
what I'm saying.
Things.
Now I'm saying, like, I wonder though, back in the day, if everyone thought the same thing, or if it's just times change. We
no, times change. Like
so many variables. Man.
You couldn't be skinny in the 1800s. People would be like, "Oh my god,
was that maybe
wrong with
what's
you?
Wrong with her? she doesn't even have any teats."
Was that maybe something that stemmed from like some other actress that was popular at the time period?
No. Well,
you know, like Megan Fox and Angelina Jolie is like the big whatever dogs now. So like, what do we find beautiful? Is that because
changes.
They kind of look
no,
around
you
that?
You know what it is? Because back in the 1800s, women they had to be sturdy and they had to breed children and so men were more attracted to women who had like, you know, bigger hips and like a little curvier and seriously that's
and it's getting back to that
and
since there's not a population
it's slowly gotten to a point where it's like No, the woman doesn't have to do anything, which is fantastic. You can just look fabulous. And so women take that route now too. But, you know, we don't want a hefty farmhand anymore. So
you don't need a hefty farmhand. Who's going to chop your wood, Jade?
Look at that woman.
Jade, do you like
bacon? She's got hips.
Do you like bacon, Jade?
I fucking love bacon.
I bacon, do too.
Maple bacon with brown sugar.
On a taco,
taco. And what is the other ingredient that we use? What the fuck? Why am I forgetting? Black pepper. So good. Bake it 12 minutes. Switch it at 7. Give it a little flip at 7.
You learn a lot of podcasts.
Oh, God. You'd make that bacon. You're going to be a happy feller with a little bit of a...
How long? Right, we've been doing this for a while. All right, we should wrap it up pretty soon. We've been doing it for an hour and 20 minutes. Can you believe that?
Cool.
Can you believe that?
It happens.
Yeah?
Yeah, isn't that weird? We need to play another game, though. I feel like that last game was shit, and we need to fucking improve it. You are asking us each one question, and me and her have to do a commercial for something. What?
I have to choose what your commercial's for? Commercial for...
Don't fuck up this time.
I know.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's my first time on a podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
This is your podcast, Cherry?
Yeah. And when I thought Pete was going to be here, I thought I was just going to be quiet and maybe play guitar.
Yeah, because I told him, I was like, four people's going to be crazy. She was
like, by the way, like, sorry, four's too many, so you're going to have to shut the fuck up and just sit there.
No, because Pete, probably I was scared.
Leave the room at some point.
No, I did not say that.
I'm just kidding. You know that, right?
But
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. You've been great, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
I really
he
like
knows that.
Your
he knows that.
Raps. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, you never
no,
know. You never
no,
know.
No,
he knows you're kidding.
I'm having fun, man.
Right.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
If you could only see my hand right now.
We can, and it's... Oh. We know where it is.
I'm holding my phone.
Oh, right. I was like, it's just the right cuppage.
Okay, commercial. All right, your commercial is for Honest Tea.
Yeah.
Honest Tea?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're drinking.
Honest tea.
Tea. Nice. I mean, I know a lot about
tea. Now you have to ask
us
two questions and try to make it unique and don't fuck up.
All right. All right. Two questions. Two questions each. All right. So Jade.
One question each.
Can they be just two general questions and you both answer each of them?
Yeah. Or yeah. Be four yeah. Okay. It could be any kind of question.
All right. So first question
just
is.
Oh my
God.
I know. He just doesn't get how a podcast fucking works.
No, that's
he
not.
He just doesn't get it. You know.
You don't get it. All right. I mean, we're trying to throw you something here. You know.
It's like, let's just do this one quick little game. Quick little game. Let's do this. Wait. So.
I know. Fuck. All right. First question.
Tape costs money, you know that.
I know.
Airtime. we're burning through film, let's go.
Alright, what's your favorite shoe material?
Shoe material.
Shoe material?
Yeah, it's a specific easy thing to use.
Leather.
Good. Alright.
You want to answer the same question or you want a different question?
Oh, no, you have to ask me a different question that's more geared towards me, I guess.
Okay.
Because why would I don't care about shoes, you know?
Okay, well,
I do.
You know, who knows?
I should have said suede.
What's your favorite type of cat?
Alive.
Every single... Alive. Good one.
Alive.
Good one.
Leather alive.
That's going to come up with something kick-ass.
All right, comes up with Love is Alive. By that Cuban Brothers. And this is for Honest Tea. And it's a commercial about two people talking about how... About tea, I guess. And Jade will start.
Where's the bong?
So, here it goes. Here we go. Maybe.
Shh. Wonder what the song's going to be.
No.
I just wanted to be like,
this is one of those experimental songs.
Just
can I see the lighter? In my hand.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Wow. God, I'm so high on ecstasy, I can barely hear you.
I know. Baby, this place is awesome.
I know.
I can't feel my face.
Me either. I'm so thirsty.
But I don't know what to drink because I'm fucked up. And I don't know what.
I know. I don't want a whole cup of coffee. I just want about 1/8 of caffeine of that.
I like the 18.
Oh, you know what? This makes me feel like we're in a little town in Georgia, picking peaches off the tree.
Yeah, my face is a peach.
Your face feels like a peach.
Your face feels like a peach too.
Seriously though, I'm really thirsty.
Whoa, did you hear what the DJ just did? He cut it off real quick.
Oh my
quick.
God, it didn't feel good, did it?
Damn. We need to get something to drink though.
I'm coming down now. It's getting weird. Like I really need to drink something.
I'm shaking.
Oh God.
It's cold in here.
Yeah, it's freezing. Oh my God.
It's cold. We need a tea.
Everybody knows we're stoned, right? Oh my God, everybody knows we're high on something.
I think that person over there has something to drink.
Oh God, yeah.
No, that's not a person. That's my face.
No, yeah, let's walk this way. Oh my God, wait. How long have we been staring at this mirror? Oh my God, how long have we been looking in the mirror?
God, is this testosto? What's the DJ's name? Is this testosto?
You're not talking anymore. It's freaking me out.
Is this a Tito's Taco? There's a Tito's Tacos over there.
Oh my God.
Tito's Tacos.
Follow the light. Follow the smell.
Oh my God, do you think
street meat. Street meat.
Wait, that's not a Tito's Tacos. Oh my God. That's your face.
Guess what I have in my purse, though.
What is that?
It's an organic peach white tea.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
Oh my God, and it's kept cold from all the ice that I put in my purse earlier. God,
put it in my ass.
Hey, no, turn around. Let me put it in your mouth.
That's my ass.
That's your ass, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh
God, this tea feels so good.
Oh my God, it's so honest.
Oh my God.
And you know what it is about it that I love? It's just a tad sweet.
It is sweet.
Like it says on the bottle.
Is it all natural or is it some fucking added ingredients or something in that shit?
It's organic.
It's organic?
Oh my God. Thank God. It's organic.
Honest tea.
Helps you come down from that high with a tad bit of sweetness.
That's how you fucking do it, honestly, you motherfucker.
All right, and you give me shit about taking a long time.
I don't know what the
time.
Fuck you were doing.
I didn't have a teammate, first of all.
Well, obviously, me and Jade should be sitting over there, and you should be sitting over here.
Yeah, fuck. Running the show, exactly.
Yeah.
Boom! Hey!
Running the show into the ground, probably.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh,
but hey, we'd like to thank you for coming, man. That Thanks. Was great meeting you. Yeah. Do you have like a website and like all your shit like or collected into one, or are you just tweeting? Is that how people are trying to get you
he's
a million?
On, he's on the
people
Twitter.
Have money and they're trying to give you money and you're trying to make it and yeah, they have no way to get connection of you.
It's just the Twitter right now. You'll get links to other shit through Twitter.
You think that's how Puff Daddy started?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
He did that.
He started with Mace.
No, right. He started with love.
Mace.
The love of
and
your dead
grape
friend.
Vodka.
Oh yeah.
And babies.
Well, it was nice meeting you and nice Jade.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for
Ben.
Having me.
Ben is BenSeaWard on Twitter.
Yeah, he's got some funny stuff up there.
And your shit's still rocking it on Twitter, even though
I'm very rarely on there still. I'm trying so hard.
So this is Jade's. It's JadeCatTaPretta.
No. One T on the
slash 1743 dot BURBANK dot CA 91506.
Stop it.
All right, no, seriously, Jade is Jade, JADE.
You don't need to spell it out.
And then cat with two T's, CATT. A, and then P, and then R, really? And then E, and then there's two more T's.
No, there's one only T. One
oh,
T.
There's one T at the end. I
Kata has two T's.
Preta has one.
Fuckers.
All right. You know what? So I refuse to. I'm not gonna change it. I need to change my Twitter, but I'll get around to it.
And I'm Redban, R-E-D-B-A-N. Yeah. And this is podcast number 2. I think.
We're gonna have a lot of really exciting guests coming.
Can we say
in
any
the
of
future.
Them, or you want to tease? Can you tease?
We can tease. How about this? All right. This guy was, he was on Saturday Night Live, and he's an incredible comic and a great guy. And so,
yeah,
he's been on a great show for the past 4 years, 3 years,
6 seasons,
Isn't
it like on the 6th season? Right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so longer maybe.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite shows, and he was one of my favorite people on Saturday Night Live, and I can't fucking wait to.
Yeah, I hope that works out.
Over. Yeah,
cool.
We're gonna be acting fools though in front of him. Are we gonna have to play these games?
We should.
We have
should.
To. Whatever. All right, but thanks for listening and subscribe to us on DeathSquad.tv or on iTunes, Death Squad, and give Jade love on Twitter. And what's going on? You're the host. You're supposed to be wrapping this shit up.
Oh, I thought you were taking it over. I was just looking at my phone. Yeah, guys, check us out and have a fun week. Fun rainy week. Keep dry. Or, stay wet.
They could be anywhere in the world. Is it raining everywhere?
You just ruined her big end. All right, try it. I'm sorry. We'll edit that part out.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, thank God, because you know what?
So, all right, one more time, Jade. I'm sorry.
Wait, seriously, are we doing another?
Yeah.
Well, cool. This music is easy listening. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us here in the studio. We're keeping it classy with a Red Band, Ben Seward, and Jade Catapretta. Keep wet, everyone.